Welcome to the Homeschool Mama Self-Care Podcast. I'm Teresa Wiedrich, the homeschool life coach from CapturingTheCharmedLife.com. If you're a homeschool mama challenged by doubt, not sure you can do this homeschool thing, if you're a homeschool mama challenged by overwhelm, there's just too many things to do, or if you're a homeschool mama that's not showing up in her homeschool the way she wants to show up in her homeschool, then this is the podcast for you. I've dedicated this third season of the Homeschool Mama Self-Care Podcast to the newer homeschool mama, or the homeschool curious. So if you're considering homeschooling in the upcoming fall season, then this is the podcast series for you. So welcome, homeschool mama. Today's episode is dedicated to the homeschool mama wanting to show up on purpose in her homeschool. On today's episode, I'm going to introduce you to the Homeschool Mama Reading List and the Homeschool Mama Book Club, and here's why. The Homeschool Mama Reading List is your opportunity to influence you so you can show up on purpose in your homeschool and your life. We spend a lot of time reading books about homeschooling, as in how to homeschool, which has its place, it has its value, especially in the earlier years when it feels so overwhelming, the idea of taking your kids home from school from a conventional approach and creating a home education. It doesn't take very long for us to discover as homeschool families that the real challenge in a homeschool isn't about enacting an education. It's not about creating social opportunities for our kids, oh my, but the real challenge is about figuring out how to show up on purpose in our homeschool. How we engage our kids, how we engage our life, what thoughts we allow to pass through our minds, what practices we include in our regular routines will influence how we feel, how we experience homeschooling, how much satisfaction we have in this homeschool family life. So today I'm going to introduce you to the Homeschool Mama Reading List that will help to inform and influence your thoughts so you can show up on purpose in your homeschool. We have to be intentional about who influences us in our homeschool. I read a lot. I know so many of us homeschool mamas do. I have read a bajillion read-alouds, and I continue to read with my 13-year-old son. The oldest three girls are all grown up, but I read books from the homeschool world. I read about self-development, about people. I love memoirs, and I read across the spectrum. I am grateful that I finally finished a book on Rumi's poems, which was something outside my wheelhouse. Loved reading all of Rumi's wisdom, the bits that I actually understood. I love just reading, and you wouldn't have known that at age 17, because until age 17, I tried to find either the Cole Notes version of anything that someone suggested I read in class or watch the movie. But times have changed, and I love reading from across the genres, and I love reading with my kids. So many books have informed my homeschool and have informed and continue to inform how I show up in my homeschool now. Of course, I also know that as a homeschool mom of younger kids, me reading all the time with my kids was a certain possibility because it was built into our routine. But reading for myself and for my own benefit, I didn't have a lot of time. And I know that you don't have a lot of time for that either. So I invite you to join our monthly book club discussions where we discuss important influencers that can shift how we are informed in our homeschools. The books that we read together help us to show up on purpose. But you don't have to read the book. You can read the book, and I encourage you to read the book if you've got time, but you don't need to read the book in advance. If you don't have time, don't worry, because I will be reading the book for sure. And we're going to engage in authentic, vulnerable conversations that engage our community and help us feel connected to each other too. Because we're building a community of authentic, kind-hearted, real homeschool mamas who want to show up in our homeschools. And I'm offering that to you. that you are especially invited to join our Homeschool Mama Book Club. I'd love to see you there. So at present, I have publicly released two book lists. One is specific to homeschool, the Homeschool Mama Reading List. And I've got another one called the Homeschool Mama Reading List for Personal Growth. In the last 6 months, we've had book discussions on Gordon Neufeldt's book, Hold On to Your Kids, Julie Bogart's book, Raising Critical Thinkers, A Parent's Guide to Raising Wise Kids, Marie Forleo's book, Everything is Figureoutable, Brené Brown's book, Atlas of the Heart, Sarah Susanka's book, The Not-So-Big Homeschool Life. By the way, I also introduced Sarah Susanka to the podcast community when I got to interview her the very last episode of season one. We've discussed Rachel Gathercole's book about socialization in our homeschool. And Gretchen Rubin's book on happiness. These are the kind of books that we discuss in the Homeschool Mama Book Club. If you're curious about what we speak about, you can head over to my website, capturingthecharmlife.com, and put the name of the book you're interested in the search bar and read about the different things we've discussed in the book club. I'm interrupting this episode to let you know that this is your last chance to sign up for the D-School, your homeschool intensive. After I take a week off, a much deserved break, I can say that, because I have been working for, 2.5 years straight. And it feels like the natural time to take a break. Just as my husband is finishing up his leadership role in the hospital, I've decided to take a break alongside him for a solid week. So I'm going to connect with myself and take my own advice, get myself a little retreat over the next week, and I will be back with you afterward, and we will do the D-School, Your Homeschool Intensive. The D-School, Your Homeschool Intensive is for the homeschool mama who wants more freedom, individualization, and purpose in her homeschool and life. It'll be for the newer homeschool mama, but also the homeschool mama that's been doing this a while and really just wants, as I said, more freedom, individualization, and purpose. We're going to practically release ourselves from a schooled mindset that might be interfering with our homeschool bliss. Okay, not bliss, but a more satisfied homeschool experience for sure. One that's going to work for you and work for your homeschool kids. That feels a whole lot more free, is way more child-led, and feels like you're living your life on purpose rather than just checking off a checklist. You'll know this intensive is for you if you assume kids should always be busy, that they need to be kept busy, if you assume kids have to have constant exposure to new things, if you assume kids need to identify in a particular grade, if you assume kids need teachers to learn stuff, or assume learning comes best through lectures, textbooks, and testing. If you assume kids need to learn certain things at certain times, or that kids typically are at the same developmental level and need to receive knowledge bits at those specific times. This intensive is for you if you assume kids will be interested in things that you're interested in because you're interested in them. This intensive is for you if you assume you can organize learning, create systems of learning. You assume you have to switch from the role of mom to teacher, dependent on what you're discussing. It's for you if you assume there are only certain times of the day that kids learn, or that there's only certain subjects that are considered learning, and some subjects aren't learning. It's for you if you assume that kids' emotional connection and attachment can be put on hold for 7 hours, or if you assume that the most important person in a child's life are his or her peers. It's for you if you assume that someone else, a prescribed system developed by experts, would know better than parents how to advocate for an education for your kids. It's for you if you assume that kids wouldn't know how they should be educated. It's for you if you assume there's a particular time to learn and a specific time in life to produce. Or for you if you assume everyone needs a base knowledge, or that there's only one way to get that base knowledge, or that base knowledge has to be learned in sequence, or that base knowledge needs to be learned in sequence so you can be remembered, so it can be remembered and then later tested. And of course, if you assume that because you tested, your kids will know whatever it was that they were tested on, even if they don't care. And last but not least, this Deschool Your Homeschool Intensive is for you if you just want more freedom because the way you're doing it isn't working for you. So you're welcome to join me in the Deschool Your Homeschool Intensive. You'll find the link to sign up for this intensive on my website at capturingthecharmedlife.com. I'm looking forward to connecting with you there. Now back to the episode. Here's a list of some of my favorites from the Homeschool Mama reading list. Gretchen Rubin's Happiness Project. Have you read the book Happiness Project? It's been out a while, a few years, but I think it informs our homeschool. There was one rainy afternoon while riding a city bus that she asked herself, "What do I want from life anyway?" She said to herself, "I want to be happy." Yet she spent no time thinking about her happiness. In a flash, she decided to dedicate a year to a happiness project. The result? One of the most thoughtful and engaging works on happiness to have emerged from the recent explosion of interest on the subject. Or how about James Clear, the author of Atomic Habits? James Clear presents a surefire approach to building habits and gaining clarity in what you actually want to include in your life. Kinda handy for the homeschool mama who can't find quiet or eat the right foods or find time to exercise. Naturally, we'll discuss John Holt's book, How Children Learn. John Holt is a 30-year school teacher who watched his students engage in their learning, and he's taught me about how children learn. This author shifted my approach to my kids and their learning, and it is why I spent 6 months radically unschooling and why I have paid so much more attention after that time in my homeschool to how they are actually learning. And it turns out what I thought they would need to have a really strong home education is not what they actually need. Last fall, we discussed Rachel Gathercole's book, The Well-Adjusted Child. If you have ever asked yourself, maybe I should be concerned about homeschool socialization, well, you should get this book, or you can check out my summary on my website, because if you've ever had any uncertainty around this discussion after you read this book, you won't. We're going to discuss John Holt and Pat Ferenga's book, authors of Teach Your Own. If you want to be certain that this home learning thing will actually benefit your child, this book will undergird you with certainty. Naturally, I recommend Julie Bogart's books, The Brave Learner and Raising Critical Thinkers. We had the privilege of interviewing and connecting with Julie in our book club this last May and discussing all things raising critical thinkers. She's a veteran homeschool mama of five, and Julie will show you how to engage your kids so that you all will be brave in your approach to your homeschool lifestyle and find the freedom that you need to enjoy this lifestyle. John Taylor Gatto is the author of Dumbing Us Down. He is a spitfire of an author, and this is a powerhouse of a book that will blow your socks off. Everything you subconsciously knew about your conventional educational approach will probably shift on its axis after you finish reading this book. This celebrated and award-winning teacher spent 30 years analyzing the very educational system he was celebrated for teaching in. How could I not introduce you to Lisa Revere's book? She's the author of The Homeschooling Option, How to Decide When It's Right for You. This is the book I picked up on a lark that I read in a week and changed my family's fate because we decided to homeschool. And I picked up that book on a lark, trying to gather my arguments against homeschooling, But actually, everything changed after I read that book, kind of a landmark book for me. One day I would love to interview Lisa Rivera. Coincidentally, when you check out the homeschooling option in the Google bar, you're going to find a whole lot about my website, because I speak so much about this book, you'll find me before you find her. A book I think every human needs to read is Elizabeth Gilbert's book, Big Magic, Creative Living Beyond Fear. She tells me how to let go, create, and commune with the spirit that seeks to manifest itself in the tangible world. And she reminds me to be confident that all my creations have inherent meaning. It's a powerful book on creativity. Judy Arnell is an unschool mama of 5 kids. She's the author of Unschool to University and Parenting with Patience and a variety of other books. Her books help free me from homeschooling, like enacting an actual home with a school. I can rest assured that my unschooled child can even get into university, just like hers did. And I might add, I have one too. And she teaches me how to be patient with my kids. Okay. She gives me the practices to be patient with my kids. Where have you been all my homeschool life, Judy? I'll find a way to always return to Sarah Susanka's book. She is the author of The Not-So-Big Life, Making Room for What Matters. She reminds me to draw from the simple life, creating space for the essential things. She teaches that less truly is more, that we are playing our part in the concert of manifestation, simply experiencing firsthand the brilliant orchestration and choreography of the one who teaches us, our music master. This is a beautiful book, a book that I would recommend to everyone I know, and have purchased that book for many people that I already know, because it is that wonderful of a book. And again, that was an author that I got to introduce on the very last episode of my first season. If you want to hear me in conversation with her, you will discover me at my most nervous, because girlfriend, whew, that has been such a huge influence in my life over the last decade. And if you all know me, you also know that I am always going to recommend Brené Brown's books. But we got to discuss many of the concepts from her books last fall, specifically Gifts of Imperfection, Braving the Wilderness. She reminds me to stay vulnerable, to not respond to shame messaging around me, to analyze why I want to belong at the expense of being the real me, and to stand alone in courage. She also reminds me to build community by having a soft front, a strong back, and a wild heart. As to books about learning, the top of my list, I would recommend Barbara Oakley's book, Learning How to Learn. She empowers me to understand learning and how the brain absorbs and processes stuff. This Learning About Learning is a fundamental must-read that has helped me understand my kids' learning process and how to support it. I love Brendan Burchard's book, The Charge, as well. He gets me excited about the life I'm living. The charge life, then, he says, usually calls to us after we have done what we're supposed to do, become who we thought we were supposed to be, lived as we thought we were supposed to live, then the safety and comfort and compromise get to us, and a stirring of restlessness and revolution sends us off in search of greater adventures and meaning. An energizing book that can influence anybody's life. Maya Angelou is the author of I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings. She teaches me all the wise truths. If I could go back in time and meet any of these authors, or be present with any of them now, this is the one that I would most want to sit at her feet and listen to what she had to say. She is inspirational, and she comes up with inspirational quips like these. I've learned that people will forget what you said. People will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel. And she shares this too. If you don't like something, change it. If you can't change it, change your attitude. A woman of wisdom. I'll recommend Eckhart Tolle's book, Author of the Power of Now. He reminds me to live in the now, in the present, to realize deeply that the present moment is all you have. So make the now the primary focus of your life. Have you read Dr. Joe Dispenza's book, Breaking the Habit of Yourself? How to Lose Your Mind and Create a New One. Joe Dispenza teaches me to accept that my internal state is mine to choose. Does this sound familiar to you? It's infused how I engage all of the homeschool mamas I work with. Can you accept the notion, he says, that once you change your internal state, you don't need the external world to provide you with a reason to feel joy, gratitude, appreciation, or any other elevated emotion? I recommend Ralph Dolle's, am I pronouncing this correctly? Ralph Dolle? He's the author of The Art of Thinking Clearly. He reminds me, whether we like it or not, we are puppets of our emotions. We make complex decisions by consulting our feelings, not our thoughts. Against our best intentions, we substitute the question, what do I think about this? With, how do I feel about this? So smile, because your future depends on it. You can see that some of these books are not homeschool exclusive, but how we think and how we show up in our lives, inside of ourselves, before we even meet someone in the morning, before we have a conversation with someone, how we show up for ourselves, how we engage our feelings, how we think, understanding the story behind all of our thoughts, all of this deeply influences how we show up in our homeschools. The final book that I'd recommend is a tricky one. It's a heavyweight book on a big meta discussion. It's Atul Gawande, author of Being Mortal, Medicine and What Matters in the End. It's a deep read that gets me thinking about death and the hard stuff. But it's so useful. Atul Gawande says this, in the end, people don't view their life as merely the average of all its moments, which after all is mostly nothing plus a lot of sleep. For human beings, life is meaningful because it is a story. A story has a sense of a whole, and its arc is determined by the significant moments, the ones where something happens. Measurements of people's minute-by-minute levels of pleasure and pain miss the fundamental aspect of human existence. A seemingly happy life may be empty. A seemingly difficult life may be devoted to a great cause. We have purposes larger than ourselves. Are these the books that you expected to be on the Homeschool Mama reading list? I'll tell you that there's a few I haven't mentioned that I would love to have discussions about, and they are certainly lighter than Atul Gawande's book. Ones like The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up by Marie Kondo. Let's Kondify Our Homeschools. The Gardener and the Carpenter by Alison Gopnik. A whole bunch of readings by Peter Gray. And I love Kara Stevenson Anderson's book, More Than Enough, Grow Your Confidence, Banish Burnout, and Love Your Homeschool Life. I'm hoping at some point we can also connect with Kara Anderson in the Patreon community and we can chat about burnout. So if you're interested in discussing any of these books or any books at all, you're welcome to join the Homeschool Mama Book Club, where our favorite authors inform our homeschools. I've been asked a few times, are we going to read your book and discuss your book, Homeschool Mama Self-Care, Nurturing the Nurturer? And the truth is, I read it, I wrote it, I'm good, I can move on. That's the truth. I love reading books, but I don't need to read and reread most books. However, I would be remiss if I were not to include my own book, it would be a little goofy if I didn't include my own book in this homeschool mama reading list. I'm going to share with you some of the things that people say about my book. By the way, you can find my book on Amazon, or if you're in Canada, you can find it at Homeschool Canada. Pat Fenner from BreakthroughHomeschooling.com says, "Clearly, Teresa writes from years of valuable experience and so generously shares them with new homeschool mamas for their benefit. If you're trying to figure out how to get started, taking the stress out of your homeschool day, the section where she shares her own story of overwhelm is pure gold. You'll find solid, experience-tested examples from her own life on creating an environment that is conducive to real education. Also, take note of the authors she recommends as her influencers. If you have to pick a section to start somewhere, there it is." Sonia, a homeschool mama in South Jersey, says, "My homeschool journey has included a growing pile of books that I've read, browsed, or barely got past the first chapter. This book is just delightful and a gem. It's not only helpful and inspiring, but also funny. The author is like that no-nonsense, brave friend who's looking out for you and your well-being as a homeschool mama. We all need that friend, and I am taking my time as I work my way through the chapters and enjoying it all. I love the section on overcoming overwhelm, grappling with perfectionism, and minding and working through our emotions. This book is worth its weight in gold. Find a quiet place to read, bring a warm cup of tea, and enjoy." Someone named Bacci, B-A-C-C-I, said, "I was just reading through the chapter in this book last night about anger and failure. Whew, like you're speaking right to me. Thank you for being so honest about those things. Every night I can't wait to jump back into your book. Thank you for so authentically sharing about the moments and feelings we all experience, but rarely go into detail about." Celeste says, "Wonderful book, down to earth and relatable, a must read for homeschooling moms." And Judy Arnell at Professional Parenting Canada said this about my book, Homeschool Mama Self-Care: "Parents take on homeschooling with gusto, but often find themselves burning out in the first year by trying to do too much and being the ultimate educator. Teresa takes on the topic with a book overflowing with ideas to make a parent's and child's day go smoother. Letting go of unrealistic expectations and the school model of education goes a long way in acquiring serenity in home education. Understanding how the uniqueness of home education unfolds and why children never stop learning, no matter how much teaching's done, is key to success. Homeschool mama self-care, nurturing the nurturer with a cup of tea, is essential for all new to homeschooling parents and guardians." Thank you, Judy. I thank everyone for giving me an honest review. I very much appreciate that. I hope my book can be an encouragement and inform your homeschool and bring you a whole lot of clarity, confidence, and vision. You are, of course, welcome to join us at the Homeschool Mama Book Club. Our next book club will be July 20th. We'll be discussing Nonviolent Communication by Marshall Rosenberg, a Bible of a book for all relationships and connections. Here's five commonly asked questions about the book club. Where can I purchase the book? Well, you can find all the books from our book club in the link of the Homeschool Mama Book Club. When you purchase there, you support me. When will I see the book club Zoom link in my email? You'll see that Zoom link in your email the morning of your book club. Make sure your email provider hasn't thrown it into junk mail. Does the book club cost? Yes, the nominal $5 purchase enables the Zoom group platform. Oh, and it'll cost you time. You'll have to find a quiet hour and a half away from the kids and responsibilities to spend time on you. How long is the book club? Usually about an hour and a half. Once a month. Can I ask questions about the book and its application to my homeschool? Absolutely. I'll share my insights from the book and how they apply to our homeschools, but the best part of this book club is you sharing your thoughts and how it applies to you. So if you have thoughts, insights, or questions, we definitely want to hear them. I hope all of these book offerings will help to inform and influence your homeschool so that you can have clarity, confidence, and vision. If you have other book suggestions, ideas that you think I really need to include that book in my Homeschool Mama Book Club, I'd love to hear from you. You're welcome to go over to my website, capturingthecharmlife.com, and put a comment in the show notes to this episode. I'm so glad you joined me today. If you have thoughts or questions about the episode, I'd love to hear from you. And if you're looking for an authentic, supportive community with like-minded homeschool mamas who want to show up on purpose in their homeschools and their lives, you're welcome to join us at the Homeschool Mama Self-Care Patreon community. Not only will you enjoy good old-fashioned support chats, but you'll get discounts on the upcoming D-School Your Homeschool Intensive, the Homeschool Mama Retreat, and enjoy monthly extended live interviews with past podcast guests. I'm looking forward to getting to know you and your homeschool family. I'll see you there.